Okay, shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing me with free samples. My allergies in Nashville, actually everywhere I've been going, have been throwing my whole week off, and I just don't feel like myself when I have, you know, the old sniffles or when I'm sneezing nonstop. And let me tell you, it makes podcasting very hard. So I've been using Astapro every time my allergies kind of flare up, and I'm always just amazed at how fast I'm back in the game. So I've been continuing to use Astapro to help, and so should you. Astapro is a first of its kind nasal allergy spray, and it's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. So it starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours, and Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. Astaproallergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Who's that with OTV? Who's that with OTV? Who's that with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs, taboo topics, unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. I have been waiting for this podcast for a while, and I know you have too. So finally, I get to ask Kelly Flanagan all the burning questions. Kelly was obviously on Peter's season of The Bachelor, and their entire encounter was unlike any other because she had randomly bumped into Peter in a hotel lobby before the show had even started filming. She talks a lot about that, what that conversation looked like, their relation throughout, and then what happened after. So with this unusual serendipitous backstory, we all thought they would end up together on the show, but they clearly didn't. So in addition to having her on her first podcast ever to share what she's been up to, she is also going to set the record straight about her and Peter. She's an open book. I love knowing the truth behind the rumors. So get that glass of vino and let's get into the juicy deets. And I hope you enjoy my combo with Kelly. Hi.
Hello.
Oh my gosh. You look so beautiful.
Thanks.
I wish we could do this in person so badly because that would be awesome. It's been so long. And I also heard that this is your first, you kind of did a podcast with me. You like jumped in, but this is your first podcast. I am taking your podcast virginity right now.
I'm terrified.
I wanted to know, was there a reason you haven't done other podcasts?
To be honest, I think it was just a little bit nerve-wracking and just didn't really do it. Like, I've been asked by a bunch of different people, and there was times where ABC were shutting them down. But then when it came to it as well, they wanted me to do a couple of theirs, and I was like, I don't know about that one. I don't know. I've just been nervous. Been nervous. Well, like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
It makes sense, though, because I feel like when you have the experience, like you go on the show, your life becomes this whirlwind, everything turns upside down. You don't know what people are going to ask. You don't know how they're going to spin it. You don't know what media is going to pick up. And it's like so vulnerable in a way that you can't control. And I feel like that's probably where the fear comes from. And that's, I even get scared to do people's podcasts other times. This one lady, one time, she interviewed me and she asked me so many great questions and she was lovely. But she like went to or media picked up this one thing that I said. I'm like, really? That's what you're going with from the pod? But I mean, media's going to do whatever they're going to do. And I think you are no stranger to that. And we're here to clear up rumors, because how nice is it to have your own voice and not have magazines say shit for you?
To be completely honest, that's been like the biggest thing that I struggle with, is because like reading these articles, it's a struggle. And I don't think a lot of people in like Bachelor Nation even understand that. Like, you know, I was working a 9-to-5 at my family's law firm and just being like an average girl and doing whatever I want. And then you get like thrown into this world where people know you and people care what you're doing and you're getting judged on every single thing. And it's like, it's hard. It's definitely hard.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's hard for anyone. Even if you have like the thickest skin, even if you are doing everything right, even if it's you're in a positive light, it's still hard. It's still super overwhelming. So let's freaking set the record straight. Let's hear it from the horse's mouth. Let's share your story. Let's dive into it, because obviously it's the elephant in the room. It's Peter. Like, we're all wondering what the hell, because we read articles. Obviously we can't believe everything. So how has your relationship with Peter truly played out from the time you got together to the time you guys broke up? Because the rumor mill is overflowing left, right, and center.
Yeah, it is a complicated one, to be completely honest. Like, again, Caitlin, I wasn't the biggest advocate for the show to start off with. And I'll be honest with that. And I think I was pretty vocal with it. And I just kept saying, and truly, I know this sounds a little cheesy, but I was like, there will be a sign. And I'm like, I don't know, but I just kept like literally praying at night. And I was just like, give me some kind of sign that I'm supposed to do the show. And then I went to one of my best friend's wedding in California, and she got married pretty fast. So it was like a 6 month span of engagement, getting married. And she was like, hey, just show up. And I was in her bridal party, go to an after party, and there happens to be Peter. And I remember like looking at him and I was like, who's that guy over there? I was like, he's kind of hot. And I didn't like recognize it was him at first. And then I was like, oh my God, I think I know who that is. And I just went through the final rounds of casting. And I was like, this is weird. What do I do? So long story short, I was actually one of his best friends came and started hitting on me. And he was like, hey, we're going to an after party. Like, do you girls want to go? You're not from here. And we're like, sure, whatever. And gave his best friend my number. and then long story short, I see him come around the corner, and I like immediately just went over there and I was like, hey, I got to tell you something. I was like, I just went through the final rounds of casting. I might be on the show. I was like, I know that you're not allowed to share with me. It hasn't been announced if you are the lead or not, but I'm just letting you know, I think it's you, because there's a lot of rumors going out. And I was like, and just to let you know, I might be there. And I was like, you know, him and I sat down for a couple of hours and we started talking about it. I was like, how was your experience? Was it good? And he was like, best experience of my life. And I was like, all right, you know, he's vouching for it pretty hard. So we just started chit-chatting and like got to know each other. Nothing crazy. Like, his friends were around, my friends were around, and we were just like chatting. Like, his friends would interrupt, my friends would interrupt. I don't know why. Okay. Like, people were doing yoga around us. People were dancing. We started dancing. And this was a hotel lobby. This wasn't like a dance floor. So it didn't really add up. Doesn't make sense. But I remember at the end of the night, it was essentially like, hey, nice to meet you. Hopefully see you soon type of thing. And I was like,
wild.
Nice to meet you as well. And yeah, you know, it was.
So you guys didn't hook up that night?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. Yeah. I would have guessed, but that's crazy, because you asked for a sign. You're like, I just want a sign. The freaking bachelor comes and sits in front of you saying that it was a good experience for him and that it might be him. And you're like, he's cute. I'm cute. I'm going on. Like, that's so wild that you asked for a sign and that's what happened.
No, I know. And I know his buddy had my number. So I was like, he's got my name. I was like, this guy's probably going to do his research, but he couldn't, because I was private on Instagram at the time. So couldn't even really do much with it if he had my name. And I was like, all right, well, that's that. And I remember being like super giddy in the hotel room with my girlfriend after. And I was like, what is happening to me? I was like, what is going on? But yeah, it was, and essentially that was that, but I was terrified, because after I was like, oh my God, what is, like, is production going to want me? Are they not going to want me? Is this a good sign? Is it a bad sign? Like, I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, that's essentially how it started there.
And then what, like, on the show, I know that it was very clear to people that were watching that you weren't going to play the game. And that's kind of what I think a lot of people have to do when they go on the show, is play the game. And you were just like, but it was just more real for you. You're like, I'm going to, you know, this is how I'm feeling. And do you think that got you sent home was, like, do you think it was really Peter's decision to send you home?
You can't really say. I just didn't get much time with him on the show. Yeah. And like, you need to be in good graces and kind of like work with them to an extent, which I did. You know, I got along with all of the producers. I got along with everyone on the show, but you could tell I was very outside my comfort zone. And I didn't see him for a good 3 weeks, literally, like, not once.
On the show, while on the show?
Correct.
Okay.
So, and I think that was essentially kind of played out to an effect of Kelly's trying not to put time and effort in here and doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
But that wasn't necessarily the case that I felt on my end. I just couldn't really get to the position where I need to be to get that time.
Yeah, of course. I mean, some people can only speak from experience, which I can, and it's sometimes feels impossible. And like, it's kind of not up to you how much time you get. Otherwise you would have got that time, right? I know that for a fact.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance, too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose from the best options for you fast. It's one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at progressive.com to try the new Name Your Price tool for yourself and join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
You're listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
So after let's talk timeline from after the show to when you guys got together to what was happening, because I had Madison on my podcast. I had Hannah Ann on my podcast. Now I have you on my podcast. And there was like this weird timeline where people were calling him out, but then he had reasons. And I feel like there's not like a clear timeline of what the heck was happening. And when did you guys start hanging out? And I don't know. I don't even know. Like, I have so many questions. When did you start hanging out, first of all? And was there a crossover? Because I want it to come from you, because obviously Madison said something and I want to hear your side of the story.
To be honest, if there was a crossover, I don't know about that. And that's not something I could necessarily answer. But, you know, I did run into him at Super Bowl, which was, again, crazy. Yes. Because I'm from Miami. So I was going out with all of my friends that I grew up with. There's a nightclub there called Live. And then there's a little section within Live that like all the locals go to. So I'm sitting there partying with my friends. Actually ran into Tyler Cameron. He's standing right next to me talking to Tyler for a bit. I was like, hey, yeah, like on the show, whatever, from Miami, and just talking to him. And then one of my girlfriends bumps me and she's like, you got to look that way. And I like look down and I see Peter and I was like, oh man, I was like, what is happening?
And you haven't seen him or talked to him since the show?
No. So there was, I think after the fact, I like DM'd him Merry Christmas or something, but it wasn't anything like outrageous. Mm-hmm. It was just like, hey, Merry Christmas. Hope all is well. And that was about it. I think it was Christmas, maybe Thanksgiving. I don't remember, but it wasn't anything. It was just like, hey, have respect for you. Sending out my Christmas text to literally everyone that I do, just went through this really great experience with you. Merry Christmas. And then so Super Bowl. Yeah. See him. And then Tyler runs down to say hi. And then I was like, oh man, I'm in a very crowded place right now. And I do not know what to do because this show is airing. And so I went down there and I was like, hey, how are you? And he was like, great, how are you? And I think the first question he asked me was like, did you even like me? And I was like, what? And I was like, yeah, no, I did. And that was about all the time that we essentially got to talk, because I was so in my head and like, nervous as could be.
Yeah, of course.
Because you had thousands of people around watching. You don't know who recognizes you, who doesn't. And then you're sitting there while the show's airing. So it's like, all right.
Right.
And I think he may have just watched the episode of him and my one-on-one. And it just was it was portrayed as me not giving.
How do you guys keep running into each other? This is so wild. Like you keep ending up in the same place together and being like it's just such a crazy story.
That one was weird. That one 100% is weird. But then like after the show, after the fact, it like makes more sense. I'm hanging out with Bachelor Nation people. You're hanging out with Bachelor Nation people. You know how it goes. Like all of you guys kind of rally together and you get together. Mm-hmm. So Katie Agro, I don't know. Do you know Katie Agro from Colton Season? Long story short, she's another Miami girl, friends with my brothers. And I was out in LA for After the Final Rose. And she essentially was like, hey, we're going out, like come out with us. And I guess her roommate is Christian Haggerty. So Christian and Katie live together. We were all going out together. They were planning to meet up with Dylan. I guess Dylan was with Peter. So then that's like how it essentially started and started talking and what actually happened on the show and what was actually going on. And it was very skewed in a lot of different like both of our minds to be like, oh, that's how you thought. Oh,
and isn't it wild to like sit down and actually talk about how you felt compared to what, you know, it looked like on TV. And just to like back up for 1 second, why were you at After the Final Rose?
I wish that I had that answer. I wish I had that answer. I don't necessarily know it. You get a phone call and say, hey, we want you after the final rose. I think there's a lot of rumors going around that I was like pregnant with Peter's baby. And since people would not stop saying that I was pregnant. Like they all thought I hooked up with him in the hotel. And I was like, guys, I would be like 8 months pregnant by now.
Yeah,
like,
that doesn't logistically make sense.
Yeah, I was like, what is happening? But no, so I think that they just wanted all the rumors to kind of swirl because no one really knew how the ending was going to end. That's kind of what I was told. I genuinely don't know if it was because I wasn't invited to Woman Tell All.
Yeah.
I don't know the reason, but they called me and they said, do you want to go? And I was like, why not? So I just, and I went, you know.
Yeah. Did Peter know you were in the audience?
Yes, he did, because I think Chris Harrison said something to him on stage.
Okay.
They like pointed to me and I gave a little wave. But that was about it.
So then he gets engaged. I don't actually even remember. So he got engaged, but then broke it off and then got together with the runner up. And then that ended. Now you guys are in this situation where you keep running into each other. You would think it's all these signs slapping you in the face, being like, you two are meant to be. Like, these things keep happening. You keep running into each other. You have feelings. It ended weirdly and he's now single. And so that's when quarantine kind of started happening, right? So you guys probably had to all of a sudden get pretty serious because everyone had to be kind of stuck with whoever they were with. And you start dating. And was it hard for you to move past that he had sent you home and that he had been with two other girls and then was like, or was it kind of like, yeah, you kind of have to figure that out for your own. And here we are, let's make the best of it.
I mean, you want to believe what you want to believe, you know? And So there was a little bit of that in me, but at the same time, like, it's very hard to like genuinely get to know someone when you're on the show. You know, you don't spend that many hours with them. And then truly it's just like, you can't 100% be yourself. Like, you're going to be your best self, you know, when you're on the show, you're mic'd up 24/7. They're listening to you. Like, you can't sit here and say, you know, you're a massive partier and you want to go out, and no one's going to go on and say that. Like, not one person is going to go on and be like, hey, listen to actually how I live my life. Like, no one's going to say that. So it's like, everyone presents them their best self. And you don't really get to know someone until after the fact. And I knew that because there were so many times when I was on the show where I was like, oh man, like, you know, that could be skewed in this way, that could be skewed in that way. And it's almost terrifying to an extent. And you just kind of sit there and you hold back on things. Like, I have a very sarcastic, dry humor sometimes, but I knew it wouldn't translate well. And it's like, it's hard not to get in your head and essentially like do the things that you usually would do in person. And like when you're being yourself. So it would be harder if like it was an actual relationship where you genuinely got to know these people, but it was almost easier being like, okay, you've spent probably 40 hours with these people. Like, that's a weekend.
So true.
I spent a weekend with someone else.
That's so true. And then now you say like, you know, people put their best foot forward. You're presented in this light, especially leads. They are put on a pedestal. You're meant to think they are just, you know, the best thing that's ever happened to anyone. Now you're dating Peter in real life. And are you seeing him in a different light? And what did that relationship look like during that time?
Yeah, 100%. Very different. Good and bad. You know, we all have our flaws. We all have our pros, but there was a lot of things where like you almost on the show, you like learn to like glorify someone and, you're constantly thinking of like this one person and how great they are. And like, everyone's telling you they're amazing and all of this stuff. And you put that in your head. And then I think it's hard to like transition back into real life to being like, okay, let's actually like dig deep and see who you are. And I don't think that it was ever an issue that Peter and I didn't get along. Like, we got along great. We had so many fun times together. We had a lot of fun together. But, you know, sometimes that's not necessarily enough.
Yeah. And you don't have to answer this, but when you said just a few seconds ago, you know, you learn who somebody really is and they party and they, is that somebody that you have experienced? Is that something you experienced? Because that is shitty. That is really shitty to fall in love with somebody. They are this glorified person. You do get along with them. You do have fun with them. But at the end of the day, if you're looking for a relationship, those things are qualities that you would probably get concerned about in a future partner.
Yeah. And I'm not sitting here insinuating anyone's like that. I'm just essentially saying like that's the biggest misconception coming off the show when you do get to even the girls, you know, like you don't know them. I'm not just saying, I'm not sitting here saying like, oh, that was me and Peter's issue. I'm just saying like, that's not something everyone would put themselves forward and say, hey, this is who I am.
Totally.
That's just the biggest picture that I could like give people to be like, yeah, no one would ever say that.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Yeah, so what was the issue for you guys? Why did you essentially break it off and how come it didn't work?
If I could put it in the best way, I think like on my end, there was just a lot of like non-negotiables in the relationship that they essentially were being worked on or saying that they were going to be worked on or changed. And actions kind of speak louder than words. And it takes a long time to figure that out. You know, if there was something that I saw as like disrespectful in a relationship, I would speak on it. And I was pretty vocal. I think communication is huge in a relationship. And there was things that essentially I would be like, hey, look, this makes me feel like shit. Like, this makes me feel this way. Like, I would always try to talk about my feelings to be like, this is how I'm feeling. And like, this is how I perceive this. If I'm out of line, tell me I'm out of line. But I don't necessarily, like, my needs aren't necessarily being met when all of this continues. And it was something that it took me a while to sit there and kind of figure out that, that they weren't really changing. And there's like a point in time where you just kind of have to accept that, you know, and it sucks, but.
Well, that's hard to accept, of course. And it's, I mean, I know you and we've talked and I just, did he hurt you?
In weird ways, like everyone gets hurt in relationships, you know, and it's just essentially something that you're like, shit, like, I feel like crap, but No, I wouldn't say there was like something massive that I was like, oh shit, like screw you, blah, blah, blah. Like, but no, within the relationship, like it was fun. It was great, but yeah, there was a lot of little things that I was like, dude, this doesn't make me feel right. Like, this doesn't make me feel good.
Yeah. And if somebody isn't paying attention to that, obviously that's not going to work out in the long run. And then I think everybody was starting to wonder what was going on. Rumors were starting. And then Peter just dropped it on Instagram, the bomb of like, we're not together anymore. And did you see that coming? Or were you aware that he was going to post that on Instagram? You're split? Or were you like, oh, damn.
Yeah, I was aware of it. And, you know, we were definitely struggling and having like hard times during that time. And there was a lot of pushback from both ends. And I essentially asked him if, you know, I could have a couple of days to like process it myself and before we let the entire world know. And I like wanted to tell my family and tell my friends and like just like be able to process it within myself before I have it on blast within everyone. And that necessarily wasn't granted. I think there was like some kind of mental thing going on, essentially saying like, I have to do this in 2020. And I was like, hey, look, if you really have to do this on New Year's night, like I would love to go out with my friends and I would love to go out with my family and like not be looked at weird and not be like judged. If you feel it's necessary to do it on New Year's night, like go ahead. But you know what? I'm going to take a couple of days for myself and post it when I feel comfortable. So that's on your page. Like you do whatever you want, but I'll post it when I feel comfortable.
Right. So he wanted to leave that in 2020 and you're like, well, 2 days isn't going to make a difference, but okay. And now obviously I got to ask about Barb because everyone's going to want to know, but she always said that you were her favorite when she watched the show. Mm-hmm. And I know that like so many people have this vision of her perception and obviously people wanted to know if that was part of the breakup or if you still chat with her at all.
We don't chat. I think no contact from either end is, you know, we got along and yeah, we don't chat. That's right.
And how accurate first of all, I don't even know if it's US or Us Weekly, but anyways, do you think someone is really feeding them to make one side of the story look a certain way? Because whenever they say the sources say, or a source close, a friend, whatever, you're like, who are these people? Are you making that up? Is it really a source? Is it like, who is spinning the side? But when you read it, are you like, someone's feeding them information to make it look better for them?
Yeah. And I think this is like something that I've definitely struggled with. Like, again, Caitlin, I think it's very hard for us to come off the show and like have people so invested in our lives. And like, I'm grateful for it. You know, if there's one girl in this world that like looks up to me and I could be a role model to, like, I love that. I love that. Like, I'll keep striving to be a better person. And guess what? I'm human. I'm going to mess up. I know that. I'm going to screw up in several different ways. Yep. But if there's like one person that I can motivate to be better, like it makes me feel great. But also it comes with a lot of pressure. It comes with a lot of anxiety that I've never dealt with in my entire life before the show. And actually the bar exam was, that's I think where like the first time I truly felt anxiety. And then after that, it was the show. And it's something that I'm like, man, like, where is this coming from? Like, I had no idea what people go through. I have no idea this feeling, like it's a weird feeling. But it's also hard because in terms of Peter, like, yeah, we broke up and there was maybe like a week that there was just not talking. And then he essentially tried to like get back together and was trying to work on things. And I was pretty hesitant towards all of it, just because a lot of like what was going on. It was weird because you saw, like a lot of people did, we definitely saw each other in Tampa, and yes, we definitely saw each other up until like right after Valentine's Day. And then it's just hard because it was like reading a bunch of articles, and it was a lot of them from like Us Weekly, and I'm sitting there like, okay, either, you know, he's telling me like, I love you, I want to get back together with you. And then I'm reading like Us Weekly being like, oh no, they're just very supportive of each other. They're working on themselves. They're not focused on a relationship. And that's that. And I was like, okay, is he lying to me? Or does someone like really not want me to be with Peter? Like, I don't understand. And it does a toll on you because like, you don't know to believe these articles. You don't know if they're true. You don't know if like someone's making them up. Like, it definitely messes with your head. It definitely messes with your relationship. And it's like something that screwed with me because I didn't know if I was getting the truth. I didn't like, I had someone in front of me telling me one thing and I'm reading an article saying the other thing. And I'm like, dude, what is happening? Like, what is going on? And that's just like what comes with all of this, but it definitely messes with your head.
Do you guys still talk now? Did you get answers, or is this relationship done, like dinner, burnt to a crisp and in the organics bin?
We did up until like after Valentine's Day, and then done.
Okay.
Done. I don't speak to him. I don't think I will be in communication with him, you know, move on. It's my past is my past, focusing on my future, wishing. Yep. But I don't think it was the healthiest thing for me to keep your past and your future, and I wish him well. But yeah, no, we don't communicate.
Was there something that solidified that, or was it just like a reoccurring thing that just reiterated things to you? Like, oh my gosh, these are all the problems that just keep coming up. And so let's be done.
I think it was a little bit of both.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
To be completely honest, like, yeah, just like seeing how he's acting after the fact and all that stuff, it was just like, it sucked. And it just kind of reassured me that I don't want to be with someone with, if that's who you truly are, like, I don't want to be with that. And
Do you think he feels bad, or do you think he's like, oh my gosh, I blew this? Or is he, I guess you don't know, 'cause you don't talk, but because you were saying he said, I love you, I want to get back together, I'm going to work on things, and then it just didn't work out again. Do you think he's sitting there being like, I blew this? Or is he like, let's go party, I don't care?
I don't even know if I can answer that. again, like, you know, words and actions are different. So I don't know.
Yeah. And I'll ask this just because I'm curious. Is there a reason that, is it just because you have respect that you don't want to say, you know, things that really hurt you? Are you just like, that is a respect thing, I'm not going to paint him in this certain light, because I could tell that this bothers you and I totally understand, but you're being very respectful. So you're a sweetheart. but it's so hard to navigate when you, and I'm speaking from experience, when you spend time with somebody, when everyone knows your relationship, when they think they know you, and you just have this so much info inside of you and so much anger and hurt. And you're like, I wish I could just say all these things because it's my truth and it's how I'm feeling. And it's so hard to let people get away with treating me this way. But at the same time, at what cost is it to sit and say these things about somebody? And as long as we're getting, you know, how you're feeling and what is going on in your life right now, that's all that matters.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles, The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
I wanted to also clear this up because you did not move to New York to chase Peter. You had plans to move there. He had plans to move there. Of course, you guys wanted to do that together when you were together, but that doesn't mean New York is huge. You can go and do your own thing. You've wanted to do that. So I wanted to clear up that rumor that you're not moving to NYC to chase Peter.
No, and I don't think that we'll be hanging out in like the same crowd either. No, it's a big city. We'll be fine. But no, you know, I've lived in Chicago for 7 years. To be honest, I wanted to move to London if I didn't do the show before. I'm all over the place in terms of that. Like, I'm like, let's get up. Let's go here. Like, let's experience something new. So London would kind of be hard now, but I wanted to go to another bigger city. It was LA or New York were kind of like the options that I was given. And don't want to do LA. I've not been the biggest fan of LA. So I was like, you know what? I think New York would fit my vibe. Like, I want people to just be blunt, open, honest, speak their mind, and it'll be new. It'll be fresh. I'll keep learning. Like in Chicago, and I know a lot of people there. I have 5 siblings in that city. And I've like been there. I've done that. I've done it for 7 years, and I'm like ready for a change. So I was like, you know what? let's try New York. Like, why not? You know, there's a lot of opportunity there. There's a lot that I could do really well in. So I was like, let's just do it. Like, let's do it. And I wasn't going to like let myself get down on myself and be like, oh, well, I have to pick a new city because we broke up and he's moving there. Like, we had an apartment together, and essentially we agreed. I was like, hey, you take it over. I'm going to go, I'm going to stay with my family. So you take that one over and I'm going to go find my own thing. And, so I still always had the intention to go there, but I've just been pushing it off to essentially find whatever I want. But there was never a time where I was like, oh, okay, well, since you're moving there, I'm not going to move there. Like,
yeah. I learned this new term called centering, where when somebody says something and you make it about yourself, and I want to make it very clear that I'm not trying to make this about myself. I'm just saying I can relate to certain things, like staying in Nashville after a breakup and being like, I don't need to move away because we're not together anymore. I don't need to. I love this city. I'm going to stay. And it doesn't have to be that way. Just because you guys broke up doesn't mean you need to change your plans and that you don't get to do what you love to do and move to the city you want to be in. And of course, the narrative is always going to be the woman chasing the guy. It's always making women look desperate, pathetic, and whatever. These magazines piss me off. They always do this. And it's just so frustrating. Like, it's the narrative is not Kelly's still an independent woman wanting to, you know, stay moving to New York and do her own thing. So let's create that narrative now. What are you going to do in New York? What are we, are you going to go on dates? Because Bennett really wants to go on dates with you. He told me. but what is your plan for New York? What are you going to do? What is going to make you happy there?
So just in New York, it's actually cool. I was just there. I was apartment shopping there, and just like so many cool opportunities come my way in terms of this life that I'm living in. And just to clarify, a lot of people are very confused. Like, what are you even doing? Like, yes, I'm still affiliated with my family law firm. I always will be. A lot of people get confused because it is a law firm, but you know, my family does a lot of things outside of that. They invest in other companies. We have land that we're essentially like when I was day to day in that law firm, it wasn't only law stuff. And people don't necessarily understand that. Like, there was toxic gas on one of our properties that I was literally calling people in Michigan and be like, how do I remove this toxic gas from here? And, even on the other side, like I would have to go to these companies and like try on girls' shoes and stuff like that to see if my brothers, who kind of have taken over everything, my dad's kind of older, so they're now in charge. But I had like a strange job, like day to day. Yes, I did do the law stuff. I was like helping my brothers, just doing like weird errands. So my job wasn't essentially like just law. Like, I'm going to the courtroom every single day. Like, I was all over the place, and I'm still doing that stuff. Like, in terms of investing, my brothers are helping me tremendously to essentially say, hey, look, I think that this company would be great for you. Or if I find a company that I love, like, they're helping me on the back end because I don't necessarily know all of the logistics and how it works. And I'm like trying to get myself to a place where I understand it. And the only way you could do that is by essentially going into it. So I am still doing that, but New York also provides so many opportunities there. There's a company called Laws of Motion that my family is invested in, and I'm obsessed with the owner. Her name's Carly. She's so sweet. And I was just there for a couple of days, and she's like, hey, Kel, we have a photo shoot going on. Any way you can make it? And I was like, done, be there in a second. Mm-hmm. And so New York is providing that. There's a company that I personally invested in, again, on a very small scale. Like, I'm just starting to do this on my own and learning about this side of things, but it's called Realm. It's a smoothie company, and I've like put my own money into it. There, you know, everyone is like headquartered in New York. Like, everyone has offices in New York, and it's either New York or LA. And, so even when I'm there, it's just like all of these companies that I want to be affiliated with, all of these companies that I want to invest in or like learn from these people are in New York. So it's like, cool, I'm going to move there. I'm going to like do my own thing, and I'm going to just throw myself and see what happens.
Good for you. I love that. I love it. Just you have the ability, you have, you know, the knowledge, you have all these things going for you to go do whatever you want in whatever city you want, and you're going for it. And I just think that's awesome. And
don't get me wrong, it's terrifying. Like, I am terrified of New York. Like, I am terrified. I'm moving there by myself, and it's just kind of like, oh man, like, this is going to be an absolute change. There's going to be dark days. There's going to be hard days. Totally. But at the end of the day, like, I think it will be beneficial for me. I think that it will work out.
It will. And I'm going to bring it back to the whole, you know, looking for a sign, even though that didn't work out, it still taught you so much about relationships, what you want, what you don't want, taught you about yourself, showed you how independent you are, and showed you that you can do things outside of your comfort zone and figure it out. And that's what this all comes back to, is even though you wanted that sign, maybe it wasn't that he was your person, but it was to teach you a lesson, and it was to push you in this direction to go to New York and do all these things that you're capable of doing. So I think it's awesome. Obviously, every podcast I make, somebody confess to me. I feel like you'd probably have a good one for me. I can start if you want me to like warm you up and make you feel better about your life decisions, because this, I have a good one.
Speaking of work, I think thinking about confessions, it's just funny because I am extremely conservative, especially in terms of relationships. And I'm very conservative. I'm an old soul. Like I am, I'm an old soul, but I have this like rebellious side of me that,
yeah,
it comes out of nowhere and I don't know where it comes from, but yeah, I think my confession is just essentially like, you know, there was a time where I was working in the office, and again, I work with all my siblings. So I was there and I was like, you know what? I'm having a hard day. Like I just got out of a relationship. Like I need to get out of here. Like it was bad, and was going to travel. And next thing I know, my sister's in the office and she's like, comes to my office. I'm not there. She's like, where the hell is my sister? And my brother comes to the office. I'm not there. And he's like, where's Kel? Like, where'd she go? And I decided to get on a plane and go to the Middle East. And next thing I know, my sister sees me on Find My Friends in the middle of a desert in Jordan. So,
oh my gosh, spontaneous.
Yeah, ended up dating a guy there for a year, which is very spontaneous.
Amazing.
Yeah, he was the biggest sweetheart on earth. But I don't know. You know, I'm very conservative, and then I just get this little wash of like, all right, just get up and go. My family hates me for it. They're like, get your shit together.
Yeah, but that makes you who you are. Those life lessons always come in handy, and I love being spontaneous. That's something I would have done.
Yeah. So yeah, it was. She saw an Instagram of me riding these horses in the middle of the desert with these guys that she clearly has no idea, you know, they were helping us. And she was like, what did my sister get herself into now? Like, Jesus.
Oh my gosh. That's, I mean, now I have two confessions, because you just reminded me of one of mine where I would do the same things. I can't remember how old I was. I was probably like 22. And I was working at a restaurant, and I was friends with these guys that would always come in and sit in my section. And one time they were like, hey, this guy's family has a private jet and blah, blah, blah. And we're all going to Vegas. You should come, but we're leaving in an hour. And I literally was in my t-shirt at this restaurant I worked at. I wore a t-shirt, jeans, and Converse shoes. I looked at my manager and I was like, I am so sick. Like, I don't know how to like get out of this, but I'm just so sick right now. I don't even know what to do. And she's like, you were fine like 15 minutes ago. I'm like, I know, it must have been something I ate. I literally jumped on a plane in my work outfit, went to Vegas, like went to the clubs. My mom was probably like, what, who have I raised? Because I called her and I was like, I'm going to Vegas with like these guys that I served at a restaurant. Like 22-year-old Caitlin was such a nut job. But I feel like also those things in life, like I look back on now where I'm like you were probably more responsible than I was. I was a degenerate, but I look back on them and I'm like, good for you, Caitlin. Would I want my daughter to do it? Absolutely not. But good for you. That's okay. My confession is way worse than yours. This is so embarrassing that I can't even, but also I can because it's me. But I was driving the other day and I never get my nails done, but lately I've been getting my nails done because I went to Miami and I was like, I'm going to get my hair colored, my nails done, spray tan. I'm going to do it all. And so I got my nails done. And I just find myself like itching my arms or like scratching my head. And I just love the feeling of them. So anyways, I'm driving down the street the other day and I'm going home and I'm in my car and we stop at a red light and I look over and this guy was like in a bigger truck looking down on me. And he was like kind of giving me like the, hey, like nod. And I was like, oh my God. And so anyways, this red light was really long. I forgot he was like checking me out and he unrolled his window to like, I don't know, try and get me to talk to him, but I didn't notice. And I just realized I was scratching my crotch with my nails, just like sitting there scratching my freaking crotch while this guy was probably looking down on me being like, what the hell is this chick doing? And I was like, and then I looked, I was like, oh my God, like who does that? It was just this thing. Like I was in La La Land, just sitting there freaking scratching my crotch with my new nails. And he totally saw me doing it.
Oh man.
What's wrong with me?
Man,
so embarrassing. But anyways, I've got a game for you before we end this. Do you still have rosé in your hand?
I do.
Okay, good. Cause this is a doozy. It's called How Do You Proceed? I'm going to put you in uncomfortable situations and you tell me how you would proceed. Okay.
All right.
So let's do it. Peter calls, assuming you pick up the phone. He tells you he got himself into some deep legal trouble and needs to hire you as his attorney to defend him. How do you proceed?
No answer.
you don't pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. You swipe right on a dating app and match with what seems to be the most amazing guy, checks all of your boxes on paper. He seems even better in person in your first date. But after a couple drinks, he starts to bring up how he wants to become an influencer. How do you proceed?
Not my style, to be completely honest.
Everything else about him is perfect, but he wants to be an influencer. You'd be like, this is done here?
No, I can't say that. I can't say that. I think like it all depends on the guy. Like I'll be honest with you. Here we go. There's a guy that I've been on a couple dates with.
Ooh, tell me more. Is he an influencer? Can I Google him? Can I stalk him?
This is the reason why I'm saying it. No, he doesn't even have the Instagram app.
How great is that?
It literally makes me feel so great. And I was like, thank God you don't know this show that I'm on. You don't even have the app. I mean, he was like, I'm not a weirdo. I have Instagram. I just don't have the app because I could like be reading emails or I could like essentially be like reading shows. And I was like, man, you're such a nerd. I love that.
That's so hot.
But it's so hot. But no, I wouldn't be fully against the influencer thing. But at the same time, it's so refreshing to like have someone you like know, like that they're not essentially trying to like be you, use you, whatever it is. That they just care. Like they have their own stuff going for them, and they're like, "Hey, I'm cool. I'm content with that. Like you do you. I'm gonna do me. See you later."
I'm telling you, there's nothing hotter to me than when Jason has his glasses on reading the paper in the morning. I'm like, you old man, I love you.
Keep teaching me. What'd you read today?
Yeah. And then I see him swiping and I'm like, no, you ruined it. Okay. One more. The producers of The Bachelor call to let you know that they want you on Bachelor in Paradise. Kicker is that Peter will also be on it. How do you proceed?
It's actually funny because I am at Kelsey's house and I was like, hey, what do you think about Bachelor in Paradise? And I don't know, it's very hard for me.
Well, if Peter was there, I would have no issue.
Okay, let's put it this way. If Peter was there, I'd have no issue. There would be no communication. Okay. Hi, how are you? Good to see you. And proceed. The concept in general might be different.
Right. Because I would wonder how they would want that to look, because obviously that would be a storyline.
Yeah.
And if you don't care, how can they make that a storyline? Because do you think Peter would care or get jealous if you were there?
That's something you'd have to ask him. I don't really ever know what's going on in that head.
Fair enough. Ooh, now I want to see you on Paradise. I'm like, this cast is going to be so lit. They have so many good people to choose from. I can't freaking wait. But so you would think about going on if they asked you, just because, well, I mean, why not? There's
Kaylin, this is how I see it. Like, you only live one life. Like, I've always tried to put myself out of my comfort zone because, believe me, I could be a little grandma and sit on my couch for every day, like every night, and be totally content doing so. But you know what? I'm going to get old and I'm going to look back and be like, yeah, not happy with that. So I always try to get myself out of my comfort zone. Like, I've lived a crazy life. And that's by just like pushing myself out of my comfort zone and like trying to figure out who I am. Like, when you're putting yourself out of your comfort zone, that's telling, because it's essentially telling you like what you want, what you don't want, what you're comfortable with, what you're not comfortable with. And it's just like a lot of that was for the show. I was like, hey, look, like I'm interested in Peter. This guy seems great. Like this is an opportunity that seemed really freaking cool. Like, I don't even know what it entails. I don't even know what I'm signing up for, but like you live one life, like just try everything at least once. And so I was like, it all added up. And I think that's just something you have to like live by. It's like, I'm not going to sit here and say, no, I'm turning it down completely, because I'm not, but I don't know. I really like, if I was given a contract to be like, here, Kelly, here's your contract for Bachelor in Paradise, I don't know what I would do.
Hmm. Well, I would convince
you. But is there like, who do you even think I would, like, who would I be interested in?
What, Kate, I don't know why Bennett reached out to me to say that he was interested in you. Have you guys like talked? Because he's like, she knows I'm into it. And I was like, okay. So then I'm like, would that be someone you'd be interested in Paradise? Or is there's really not one person that comes to your brain that you would be interested on Paradise?
I don't know. I'm very closed off until I open myself up. And, mm-hmm. you know, like, for example, even the guy before I went on the show, I dated him for like a year, a little bit over a year, and didn't date someone for a year and a half before I went on the show. Like, didn't talk to anyone, didn't really do anything. Like, I was like heartbroken over him. I didn't talk to anyone for a year and a half and mm-hmm. was like doing my own thing. And then I'm very closed off, but here I am. I'm down, you know, I was down in Florida and this guy rides by in his golf cart. And I was like, wait, this guy actually seems legit. So like, you never know how this world's going to work. Like it could, after a breakup, it could be one day, 2 days, which isn't healthy. Like, you know, feel your feelings and make sure you're going through the process. But at the same time, like it could be 2 years down the road that you mm-hmm. find someone new. It could be a couple of weeks. And, I don't know, because yeah. I know that I close myself off pretty hard, but like, it's always very easy for me to open myself up as well, is in what I recently learned. So if I went in Bachelor in Paradise, like, I don't know who I'd be interested in. I don't know like who would be able to like pull that guard down to be like, hey Kelly, look, we'd actually get along.
Well, I'll tell you something that will give you like a little bit of hope or encouragement is that you get so much more time with people out there on Paradise. It's like, you actually just get to spend the whole day with somebody. You really get to be vulnerable with them, get to know them, feel comfortable with them. And I feel like you get that time that you don't get on Bachelor, Bachelorette. So if that's encouraging to you at all, I've heard really great stories and some really solid relationships have come out of that show. So do whatever makes you happy, obviously, but that is something that is different from the show.
Yeah.
How long are you in Nashville for?
Till Tuesday.
That's like one of my favorite things to do in Nashville is eat. Nashville has incredible food, whether it's freaking onion rings or like the fanciest sushi. I just find that Nashville has incredible restaurants.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Kelly can give you my number and I'll send you. I have a notes in my phone of lists of like the best places to go in Nashville for food. We'll have so much fun tonight. I'm so jealous. If I was there, I would definitely be joining you.
Yeah.
I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's that with OTV?
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.